looking at this incident, honestly, what do you make of it at a place of worship? What is your thought on this?
Well, we are aging a complete breakdown of law and order in the country. And this is not the only incident. Of course, these incidents have been repeatedly coming in different ways in different parts of the country, along the roads, in the churches, unfortunately now, as you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very, very disturbing development in the country. It's so unfortunate. But this is indication of complete breakdown of law and order, and an indication that the authorities are not fully in control of the security and safety of civilians in the country.
Yes, and what is your position on such as a civil society activist in the country?
Well, of course, this is heartbreaking, and the civil society is so saddened by this situation. Obviously, we condemn it seriously, and we see this as a failure to deliver peace and security to the citizens, which were supposed to be key elements of the peace agreement. Mm-hmm. When these situations continue to prevail and citizens face such incidences, it indicates that the peace agreement that we're trying to implement is not actually delivering the peace as the citizens would want to see.
Okay. Now, this is not the only incident. There have been recurring incidents, brutal attacks on both civilians and humanitarian workers. What have you been doing as activists to try and help bring this situation to an end?
You know, the role of the civil society is to bring some of this to the attention of the national leadership, the authorities in the country, because by the constitutional order, it is the government that governs the country and that has the legitimate authority on the use of force. And so we will bring this to the attention of the authorities in different forms. We engage with them in the mechanisms of the implementation of the peace agreement. We meet with them. Yesterday we had an engagement with the Minister of Peace Building, and we raised these concerns. And we would expect that the authorities should be actually concerned about the lives and safety of citizens, to take proactive actions to prevent these incidences, but also to hold to account people who now take law in their hands to just mess up things and harm civilians as they wish with impunity. So on our part as the civil society, we raise the profile of these issues with the relevant authorities, and of course it is upon these authorities to take action. We do not have the force of law in our hands, so all we do is to speak on behalf of the citizens to ensure that the authorities are aware of what is happening.
Yes, Mr. Rajab, what picture does this situation paint in terms of people charged with the responsibility to protect human life?
It is good to be honest. I do not want to lie to your listeners at Miraya FM. It indicates complete failure of the authorities to protect civilians, and an indication of a lack of concern about the lives and safety of civilians. That exactly is what it portrays. Now, citizens have hoped that, you know, with the signing of the agreement, things would change. But this is not happening so much. And when they face these incidences and they are killed or they are attacked in these different ways, you don't also hear some strong actions taken or even statements of condolences or concern expressed by those that are directly responsible for the lives and safety of the civilians. This is the area of concern. So it's a very, very disturbing incident. If people would go and get worshippers from the church, including children, and just kill them and nothing happens, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the way forward, honestly? How can, and for this, speak to the stakeholders, those who should be responsible in protecting civilians and helping this violence stop? What is the way forward?
You know, things are very clear in our constitution, in our laws, and also in the peace agreement. And it is only that these laws are not being implemented. The authorities that are supposed to discharge these duties are not taking this seriously. And so those who hold weapons in their hands do whatever they can do without getting consequences for some of their actions. The first thing that needs to be done is that people should be held to account, like what the SSPDF was trying to do, holding people to account, punishing people, court-martialing people. Those are things that should begin to happen. Everyone, we are aware that there are many different forces in the country with the guns, and so the authorities in charge of these forces need to begin punishing or holding to account these forces and the commanders in charge of these forces for these actions. And by that, it will begin to instill discipline in the forces. And of course, the agreement is very clear that the forces should be unified to provide unified command to be able to contain this and also take charge of security. Those are things that need to be done so that there is a clear chain of command in the forces now to begin responding to other incidences of insecurity around the country. Now, if all these things are not happening, and civilians face these situations, and we don't even hear anything serious in terms of actions being taken, then it is unfortunate that these incidences are likely to continue. And that is what we have been witnesses in most parts of this country all this while, including attacks on humanitarian workers all around.
Yes, Rajab, now you've talked about the forces coming into place to protect civilians. Now, we've had instances where youth that were, you know, causing havoc disarmed the police, allegedly. What would you say about that, and how can this be avoided?
Well, you know, it is also a reality that in several parts of this country, the civilians are even now more powerful than the authorities in terms of firepower. And because of that, people easily undermine authorities, like as you just said, disarming the police, and is an indication that they don't see strength in the police force. They don't see strength in the other security forces, and they can do this and get away with that with it without any punishment. So in a situation like this, honestly, it is indicating that as a state, we are failing in our duties to be able to provide security. The law is very clear. The state is the only authority mandated by law to have control over the instruments of the use of force. But now civilians have all these weapons, and they can threaten the government. And it is something that needs to be looked at very critically, that the government needs to consolidate its forces to have the power, the security power, but also the administrative and political powers to control the situation in the country. So there is really a lot that needs to be done. And it is the issue that we have, like with the implementation of the agreement, that just formation of the institutions, forming the parliament and some of these things, is not enough. These institutions must effectively deliver on their mandate if we want to control this situation.
Okay.